Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast we like to call
In Case You Missed It.
We're your host, Jason and Tony.
It's In Case You Missed Something Today. So you ain't got to miss it.
This morning we talked about there's several zoos across the world who are letting you buy something to feed it to something, and you get to name the whatever you bought to feed after your ex. It's pretty crazy.
A little bitter. You know, Jason, I want to pat both of our backs on this story
here. How's that?
Well, because when it comes to your ex, you're still friends with her, and I don't speak to mine. So, hey, I think that we are miles ahead of many out there.
How's that?
There is a wildlife rehabilitation center in Oregon.
Yeah.
And for $20, they'll let you name a dead salmon after your ex, and then they'll turn around and feed it to a Cody or a Yaki bear. There are two different types of bears in this display.
Well, they're both brown bears. It's just that's their names.
Oh, Cody or Yaki?
Yeah, that's their names. Like, your name's Tony, but one of theirs' name is Cody. Like, my name is Jason, and one of theirs' name is Yaki. Yeah, they're the Bear Morning Show.
What if I paid $20 for them to feed my ex to one of these bears, and that wrong bear eats my ex?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Then what if one of them don't eat it right? No, I want her. You gave it the wrong bear.
They're doing it everywhere, too. El Paso, their zoo there, they're letting you name an ex, your ex after a cockroach, and then they'll feed it to a meerkat.
Well.
So there's that. In Australia, you can name a brown snake, one of the most venomous species in the world, in honor of your ex.
Aww.
And there's one in England. They're raising funds by allowing members of the public to name, or to pay $2 to name cockroaches for their former lovers, too. So there's a couple there for cockroaches.
If you get to this point in your relationship with your ex, that you're paying money to watch them eat an animal eat them,
you've gone too far.
There's no fixing that relationship. That's pretty much charred there, ain't it?
Yeah, this is not coming out the way Hallmark intended, I don't think.
A burnt bridge is what you call that.
What's up,
Mike?
Money, man. I got to name a salmon, a cockroach, and a snake. A little short.
Now, Mike.
Strikes, you're out. What about it, Tony? I'm serious.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's funny. Somebody's so bitter, they name all three.
Yeah.
Well, I've got three
eggs. Yeah, that is right. You do. You got three.
I tell you what, I know this is going to be such a moneymaker. Next Valentine's Day, we're not sending Tony out as Cupid. Oh, no. No, we're going to buy us a bunch of cockroaches and stomp them.
There you go. I'm in, man. Tony, I still take Mark's money.
This year at the pumpkin drop, we'll just name the pumpkin after somebody's ex.
Everybody go write their ex, and then drop.
We could write her ex's name on the pumpkin.
Yeah.
And bust it to pieces.
All right.
Yeah, I visualize that right now. All right, names around the big. Hey, guys, I'm going to get me some breakfast.
All right.
Hey, Mike.
See you, Mike.
See you, guys.
There's a new thing called rage yoga.
I don't get it.
I don't either. So we've heard of goat yoga. We've heard of hot yoga. Now there's something called rage yoga.
That doesn't sound right.
This involves doing yoga poses while you curse and drink.
Rage yoga.
Yeah. One of the instructors says that even though swearing and cursing feels like the opposite of traditional yoga, it has the same end goal. So you let go of your frustration and rage in a healthy way. Yeah, because nothing says healthy way like getting drunk and cussing. That's always helped me out in the past, hasn't it, you, Tony?
Yeah, I've been doing this thing. It's a karate meditating.
Yeah.
It's a type of meditating, you know, where you kick people while you meditate. Mm-hmm. It helps.
If you want the actual classes for this, they're in Houston, Texas, and there's one in Alberta, Canada. And you can also do online classes.
Online rage yoga.
Some online rage yoga.
Just sit there and sit in weird poses and cuss and scream in the living room in your underwear online.
Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah. Nothing weird going on at the neighbor's house.
What's he doing over there? Should we call the cops? No, he's into that rage yoga now. So. I guess if it works. Tony claims he knows what women really want.
I do. What, are you laughing about what I said?
Yeah, because I said, hey, Tony, let's just do this thing here about the number one thing women want for Valentine's Day. Tony says, I think I know what women want. Just stop it all right now. Let's get straight to it, Tony.
Okay, well.
What do women want?
Well, the story that you are referring to, I read over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that most women want a nice meal.
Dinner, yes. They would like a nice, romantic Valentine's dinner. 56% say that.
And actually, affection and the whole thing, you know, that men are all about.
Yeah, feelings and talking about them and stuff.
They're lower on her list than you think they are.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, anytime I'm around you ladies, y'all are always talking about your kids and how much you miss them and love being with them. And I think for Valentine's, women want to babysit. That way, they get to be around more of the children that they're always talking about. They just don't want to ask.
Yeah.
Honey, go get me some more kids to watch. That's what they're wanting.
Boy, yeah. Probably vacuuming, too. They probably want to do some of that, don't they, Tony?
Now, Jason, that's silly.
Oh, that's silly. This morning we played back for you. We got to talk to some elementary school kids, and they kind of explained to us Valentine's Day and what their parents did to celebrate, and it gets awkward at the end.
When they go to fancy restaurants and kiss each other a lot, to love and give things about Valentine's Day.
And Valentine's Day, my dad gets her some red roses and some chocolate, a box of, like a big heart chocolate box. Give each other flowers.
My dad loved my mom, and my mom didn't like my dad.
They give each other school supplies.
Well, they have both of their tongues, and they put it together.
Guys, if you've waited till the last minute to get you a Valentine's gift for your significant other, Tony's got your hookup now.
Here you go.
Hey, fellas. Forgot about Valentine's Day again this year? Well, no worries. It's Tony's last minute Valentine's Day gift store.
Hey, y'all, it's Tony. Come by for super low discount prices on these quality items. The empty slice of pizza box necklace display carrier. That looks like cemetery flowers, but they're not. They just look like it flowers.
But wait, there's more.
The golf tee game that just happens to say Cracker Barrel on it because of its quality. Last year's fishing license that belonged to Carl Scruggs, the cousin of Ricky Scruggs, who's the Aaron Tippin's bass player.
Quality items on sale now at Tony's Last Minute Valentine's Day store.
Rotisserie chicken cartons for yard turtles or making a chicken carton windmill.
You're sure to make her swoon with a gift from Tony's Last Minute Valentine's Day Gift Store. Located behind Dollar General in that weird van with no windows.
Make sure and register at the door for your chance to win a bag of fast food window condiments.
This morning, we also did a little picking and grinning.
Hope you enjoy it.
I'm grinning.
No, you ain't. You're picking. I'm grinning.
Oh, I'm picking.
That's right. And I'm grinning. Well, I thought about this, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
If laziness was an Olympic sport, I'd want to come in fourth.
Why?
So I wouldn't need to walk up to the podium.
Heard Dave Ramsey give some really great financial advice yesterday.
What'd he say?
He says if you can't make both ends meet, then make one end a vegetable.
Jason, am I the only one who wonders if the Arachnophobia Helpline has a website?
You Yesterday, I asked a taxidermist what he did for a living.
What'd he say?
You know, stuff. All the regulars were involved today, too. Got the word of the day for you.
Here's another one.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Broventines. Broventines is a day when a bro is stuck solo. So a bro says, hey, yo, bro, here you go, bro. Here's an adjustable wrench or a socket set or a new loofah or something. Broventines.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
Also, the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Never kiss a woman after you've been chewing Alka-Seltzer tablets.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And at the end, as always, we give you today's Real Good. There's a guy named Dan LaGuardia. He was at a car dealership and in San Diego. This past Tuesday, he was going to trade in his old Scion hatchback. You know those little boxy-looking Scion cars? It's like a toaster.
Yeah.
It's one of those. Though. He traded in for a BMW, so old boy was upgrading.
Yeah.
Life's been good to Dan. Well, he noticed a younger woman named Kayla Cooper there. She was trying to buy a car in a much cheaper used Toyota Corolla. Uh-huh. But she walked out in tears. Turns out she's been working two jobs to put herself through nursing school, and she's been having to borrow cars or get rides from friends to get back and forth to work for several years. And she was just kind of hoping to get her own car, but couldn't cover the down payment. I guess nursing school's costing quite a bit for those two jobs.
Poor little girl.
Well, after she left, Dan asked the sales guy if he still had her number. Then he told him to call her to come back because he wanted to give her his trade-in.
What a man, Dan.
Now, his Scion's about 10 years old, but so was the Corolla she was looking at. Still in really good shape, so he probably could have gotten some money for it
on the
trade-in. But he decided it was worth more to her than it was to him.
Wow.
Kayla got back to the dealership. She didn't believe it at first, but Dan made it official, signed the title over, and gave her the keys. Man,
dang.
I love Dan.
What a man, Dan.
He says he was happy to do what he could to help her out and then said, if everybody did that for everybody else, we'd be in a much better place. Amen, Dan.
Some good words. That's some good stuff right there.
Dan LaGuardia, you are real good. All right, well, that's it for today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you share it with all your friends. And please subscribe. It'd mean a lot to me, but mostly it'd mean a lot to Tony.
Yeah,
it means more to you, doesn't it?
I like to see subscriptions.
I know you do. Tony needs it, guys. Don't let Tony down.
Yeah, my ego and my confidence gets low.
Yeah, so don't
bring
let that happen.
Pep it up.
You should care more about your Tony.
Please.
I know I do.
Yeah.
And this has been In Case You Missed It.